WNRN in studio session today with Will Overman. Hi, Will. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks so much for having me.
We're stoked for you to be back in Virginia, a Commonwealth artist now residing in Nashville, right?
That's true. Yep.
Yeah. So when you get back into Virginia, what's a first stop for you? Where do you have to go?
That's a good question. I usually am crashing in the western part of the state. My dad's got a place out in like Rockbridge County, and I'm going there. I'm finding some peace. I'm usually fly fishing. And then when I'm driving through this area, it's Greenwood Grocery and it's Bodo's. Pretty much every time. Yeah.
Solid picks.
Thank you.
Yeah, nature is a big part of your life. I've seen that you've through hiked Appalachian Trail and.
Yeah, I did. I did that after I graduated high school in 2012.
How does nature connect with your music? Is it where you write or come up with ideas?
I think it's where I come up with ideas, but I don't realize it. Like, I'm not actively writing when I'm out in the woods or in a river, but it kind of straightens out my mind and creates space to have new ideas come in and just write something that feels genuine and of me.
Sounds good. Well, Will is performing tonight in Virginia at the Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville, opening for A Boy Named Banjo. Doors are at 7, show's at 8. Last time I clicked on the link, there was tickets available. You can head to jeffersontheater.com to get them yourself or walk on up tonight. And speaking of Virginia, I think you have a Virginia theme song for us.
I do. Yeah, I'm going to play my one of my latest singles called Virginia's for Lovers that I put out this past spring. And I always have to clarify this to like my grandparents. The hook is Virginia's for Lovers, but I hate it tonight. And that's not true. But it's in essence, I think about the most complicated love we have in our lives sometimes, which is for where we're from, for whatever home is. And home is, you know, who we are, what we are, but also what we've been trying to get away from and kind of recreate about ourselves. So it's about that. It's a love song in essence.
Will Overman, WNRN Studios.
Kissed you on the Potomac, said I loved you by the James. Still can't afford Georgetown, thought you loved me just the same. And I know ain't nothing's perfect, but it wasn't worth the fight. Virginia's for lovers, but I hate it tonight. All going by, we'd wonder where they're going with all our precious time. And now you're haunting the bars of a mid-20 nights, a little too drunk in a stupid little fight we made out in the corner, but we didn't make it out alive. Virginia is for lovers, but I hate it tonight. Virginia is for lovers, oh, but I hate it tonight. I'll sing it Shenandoah with the dogwoods flying fast. I get sad passing Bristol, watching the Blue Ridge going flat. And it's still hot as hell in Nashville. Is it cool out on the coast? I thought Tennessee is where I'd want to be, but instead I just write songs about coming home. They say Virginia is for lovers, but I hate it tonight. Virginia is for lovers, but I hate it tonight. Skyline Drive, laughing and slapping my hand, and it was worth a try. Oh, baby, like you and hate it tonight. Oh, I hate it tonight. And I tried starting over, but I couldn't leave you behind. We said Virginia was forever, but now it's just an exit sign. We said Virginia was forever, but now it's just an exit sign. It says Virginia is for lovers, but I hate it tonight. Virginia is for lovers, oh, but I hate it tonight. Mm-hmm. Virginia is for lovers, but I hate it tonight. Virginia is for lovers, oh, but I hate it tonight. Yeah, I hate it tonight.
Oh yeah, it's Commonwealth artist Will Overman live at WNRN Studios, a Virginia show tonight in Charlottesville at the Jefferson Theater. Kicks off at 8 p.m. I loved how you highlighted so many parts of the Commonwealth that I emotionally am attached to and love to go to. How did it feel to write that song? Did you write it when you're in Virginia or when you're in Nashville missing Virginia?
I actually wrote it in Nashville with a singer-songwriter buddy of mine, Caleb Jones, who is not from Virginia, but he's lived here for a long time. And it was nice having the perspective being in Nashville to kind of look back. And I'm like that in general with songs. I like need space to look back on what I'm trying to write about. But being in Nashville and writing about Virginia, I think was like the key part of getting that one.
There's been other new music you've released this year, like Names that we have in the mix at WNRN. Does this mean that a full album is in the works?
It does. Yep. I've got a full record coming out spring next year.
Oh, that's exciting. And was the writing process usually in tandem with someone else? You mentioned a writing partner. Do you have sort of the meat of what you want on the album and then you refine with someone else?
I do both. I love solo writing, but I love co-writing as well. And I believe every song on this record was some type of co-write, maybe minus one or two, something like that. But I love doing both. Like right now in this season of my life, I've been doing a ton of solo writing. But when I was writing for that record, I really wanted to collaborate. I had most of the ideas are mine, and it's very much so my story, but I brought those to some peers of mine to kind of bring in this like universal concept. It's not just my point of view.
Where did you record the new release?
I recorded it in Nashville at Pentavert Studio, producers Bobby Holland and Brad Sample. It was a great experience because I decided to bring in my guys from Virginia.
Nice.
That I've spent the past couple of years on the road with, and we got to road test a lot of these songs before hitting the studio, which is kind of backwards for me. I've often taken songs into the studio, built out the arrangements, and then brought them to the road. And this was just a rock band in small clubs trying out new stuff and then going, okay, this is something. Let's bring this into the studio.
What can people attending your show at the Jefferson Theater tonight expect? Will it be a mix of old Will, some new stuff, maybe something you haven't been performed before?
There's a little bit of old. It's a lot of new. I've been writing so much lately that I've got some brand new ones that I like just wrote.
Oh,
in the
cool.
past couple months, and then I've got songs that are coming out with the new record. I'm playing one of the singles. I've found lately that just as a songwriter, playing stuff that I've written in the past like few weeks or months is really important to kind of keep me rooted to why I do this thing, which is just to share art. So sometimes it can feel strange when I'm playing songs I've played for years, and I like to counter that with the new stuff too.
Do you find when you have a live reaction, when you perform it in front of an audience, that then you reflect upon it and maybe change the song after that? Is it in the works?
Definitely. Like, I've played some really raw ones lately. I did a round in Nashville a month or so ago that was pretty low-key, and I went into it just like, you know, I'm going to try some new stuff and see if it sticks, and some didn't. It's almost bad. Like, I finished them and was like, okay, that's not great, and I think it's really informative.
Part of the process.
Absolutely, yeah.
We'd love to hear another song.
Yeah, I'm going to play one of those newer ones. I'm going on tour in January with Austin Plain, who's a good buddy of mine and one of my favorite writers. I hit him up God, about a year ago at this point, and kind of cold called him. I was like, hey, I would love to write with you. And long story short, we ended up getting together, and I had just bought a new camera the night before that we went to this write. And I was thinking about what that meant to me and all the photos I had taken with my old camera and all the life I had captured. So I pinned this first verse and went into the write with him. So Sony is kind of to thank for this song just a little bit.
Live with Will Overman. Something brand new?
Brand new. It's called 1,000 Frames a Second.
I got a brand new camera and a brand new lens. I've been waiting for years to upgrade my kit. I had to pawn some pedals, pick up a few shifts, but hell, I'm pretty good at barely making rent. The last thing you said when I was back home, the pain didn't come from being alone. It said I never took the time to look around and see. What I'd be missing. But I still see you in the kitchen, in the ghost of the morning, dancing around your pretty soul. And I'm still missing the way you cut without a warning, your sundress and your dirty nails, and now the garden's overgrown. And I'm still missing, and I'm still missing. Found some Kodak film of you in the rain, out of focus by Lake Champlain. I told you not to move, should've known nothing stays. Now I count these days like frames on a wall, and I ask myself how far I gotta fall in a dark room, hanging on to what I'd be missing. But I still see you in the kitchen, in the ghost of the morning, dancing around your pretty soul. And I'm still missing the way you cut without a warning, your sundress and your dirty nails, and now the garden's overgrown. And I'm still missing, and I'm still. I got a brand new camera and a brand new lens. I've been waiting for years to upgrade my kit, but 1,000 frames a second can't capture what I didn't catch.
Will Overman live at WNRN. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you can hear more from him tonight. Taking the stage at 8 o'clock, the show kicks off with Will Overman and then Boy Named Banjo. Doors are at 7. Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville. So, Will, I need to compliment your merch on your website.
Heck yes.
It's some of the best I've seen.
Wow.
I love the designs of the shirts and the beanies, but my favorite item is that you will hand pen your lyrics to someone. I just think that's a brilliant idea.
Thank you.
And is it popular? People picking this up?
It is. It's popular enough that it takes me a long, long time to do them. For the holidays.
Has your penmanship improved?
Absolutely not. No, my handwriting is on like a third grade level. And it always has been.
If you go to willovermanmusic.com, you'll see what I'm talking about. You even have a drop-down menu of your songs where you can pick, and he will handwrite lyrics. What a beautiful gift, especially for, I'm thinking like a wedding or an anniversary, if there's a love song that a couple's connected with. Great Christmas item. So shout out to that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Other than the website, how else do your fans connect with you? Where do you like to share online?
I share the most on Instagram. I'm the most active on there. So if you just go to Instagram, type in Will Overman, that's where you can find me. I'm also on TikTok. I'm 31, so I'm still figuring out how to use that app. But I'm also on Facebook. And my newsletter is the biggest thing I've been pushing lately. I've been saying this at shows this fall, and it's been great to see people connect with this concept, but the newsletter I feel like is the last space that I have to directly talk to my fans. And with the algorithms changing constantly, I'm kind of losing ideas on how to connect to my followers. So if you want to keep up with me, go to my website, sign up for my newsletter. I send it out like once a month, and it's kind of like a road journal or a blog of just telling you where I'm at in life. It's not super promotional. It's really just a way for me to be like, hey, here's where Will Overman is at. We'd love to keep in touch with you. And if you want to come see me, here's where I'm playing.
Yeah, that's great. And anything coming up other than the show tonight that you want to plug to those listening that are not connected through your newsletter yet?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like we've talked about, the record coming out next year. And then January, this tour with Austin Plain is the next thing on the horizon for me. And that's, we're going up to Wisconsin in January, so I might perish. But
I might
want to
bundle up.
Yeah. He's from Minnesota, so he's going to be fine, but it's going to be interesting.
Well, stay warm, and we'd love to hear more music for you. You've got a little time.
Let's
get into something else. It's Will Overman live at WNRN Studios.
I wrote this with a buddy of mine, Will Pellerin, and I had been visiting my mom in North Carolina before this writing section, and we were just talking about life on the back porch, and she was giving me advice, and she goes, you know, Will, you can't go back. And I was like, that is the most cryptic advice ever, Mom. Like, I know, but what? And I took that idea to Nashville and thought about it the whole drive there. And I sat down with my buddy Will, and I was telling him all about it. And I'm not really sure how we bridged the gap from that concept to the rest of the song, but we started talking about how we both feel in Nashville. And he's from the Adirondacks. I'm from Virginia Beach originally, and it was either the ocean or the Blue Ridge Mountains that I kind of go to escape in. We kind of felt detached from ourselves when we're in Nashville, because you're 8 hours from the ocean, you're 5 hours from the mountains, and you're just in the middle of Tennessee. And we penned this song. It's called Somewhere Upstate, and it's kind of a tribute to all the places that I go to escape to, kind of find myself in nature and go feel small.
Nature inspiring the writing.
There we go.
Will Overman, live at WNRN.
Trying to find time to kill, I'm trying to fill up these days. Been talking to my therapist, and this guy doesn't mess around. He said you can't go back, but you can always come back home. And I drove out to the west side, I forgot why I came. I got lost in a cul-de-sac with your last words on my brain. They said you can't go back, but you can always come back home. I might head to West Virginia, hold up in the middle of the winter, maybe go feel small somewhere. Sanctuary, now it's truck stops in January, and if I can't go back, I'm taking a long way home. There goes a lazy daisy, where I told you that I loved you, and it's a shame. We like to travel, cause then no matter how far I drive, oh, you can't go back, but you can always come back home. And I might head to West Virginia, hold up in the middle of the winter, maybe go feel small somewhere. Sanctuary, now it's truck stops in January, can't go back, I'm taking the long way home. There's just one bar and a million stars. No reason to call her. I don't know who you are. We're two worlds apart. Man, it's really snowing. I might head to West Virginia. Hold up in the middle of the winter. Maybe I'll go feel small somewhere upstate. And in her arms, my sanctuary. Now it's truck stops in January. And if I can't go back, I'm taking the long way home. And I might head to West Virginia. Hold up in the middle of the winter. Maybe go feel small somewhere upstate. And in her arms, my sanctuary. Now it's truck stops in January.
In studio session today with Will Overman, a preview of an upcoming album in the new year. Thanks so much for sharing today, Will.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me.
Will performing tonight at the Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville, taking the stage about 8 o'clock. Doors are at 7. More details at jeffersontheater.com. And Will, something we haven't mentioned in the last few minutes together is that we're actually getting you back into Virginia January 25th.
Yes.
Yes. The Norva and Norfolk for Dead Air 4. So, over 20 Commonwealth acts, including Will Overman performing Grateful Dead music.
I can't wait. Norva's also one of my favorite venues of all time. It's going to be a good night.
It's going to be a great night. Ticket details, that full lineup at WNRN.org. And yeah, thanks for coming back to join us.
Thank
you
all.
January 25th. And tonight, the Jefferson Theater, and more coming from Will in the new year. We look forward to hearing that full album.
Thank you, guys.
A pleasure to chat with you for WNRN. I'm Amber Hoback.